Good evening. So as we come towards the end of the session today, we'll be taking some lightning talks now. So for the very first person, we have Taro Matsuzawa. He's going to be talking about OpenStreetMap sound demo. Yeah, please welcome Taro.
Hi everyone, good evening. So my name is Taro Matsuzawa, and so my nickname is Smellman. It's Smellman is my Twitter and X and OpenStreetMap ID. So I'm director of OpenStreetMap Foundation Japan and maintainer of tile.openstreetmap.jp. Also, I'm a newbie with Street Complete. Today I introduce OpenStreetMap sound demo. So this is the demonstration website, buildings that's dance with OpenStreetMap building data and music. And this original demonstration is from Mapbox. I use web audio API and to play music and calculate building heights. Okay, demo. So let's go to demo. So you can choose the artist or release, and you can select music and let's start. Oh, yeah, so that is my demo. So some building, so it's network error. So if we can reach all buildings, so we can fulfill the all area. Okay. That is my demo, and technology stack is Byte and TypeScript, and I use MapLibre to show the buildings, and it's using PM tiles to reduce to load loading, and the user interface built with Bootstrap, and I use Azerman Records. So it is an independent online label run by Azermoon. So he is my friend, and this label release all music under CC BY license and distribute it via archive.org. So I try to scrape this labels all datas, and so this label exports a JSON API. So I analyze it on my own without permission, and support CORS. So mass music on archive.org has CORS disabled. So I develop a proxy server with Python to bypass CORS. Also, I make a VJ mode. So VJ mode reacts to any music. So you can use macOS or Linux to use this VJ mode. So sorry, I don't care about Windows. So okay, let's try it again. So praise. Yeah, so music is play with music application. But the VJ mode reacts so this in browser. So I can fetch the any music to run to as a DJ. So let's full screen. So it is really VJ mode. That's all. Okay. So okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Taro, for that wonderful demo. Do we have any question for Taro regarding the project? Any question? No? Okay, it's fine. All right, thank you, Taro. You can go have your seat. Oh, you have a question? All right, yes, so you can ask a question.
Yeah, so I use Loopback application in macOS. It's capture the music application and so output channel. So output channel fetch so all music. So you can use also VJ application or DJ application or something. It's okay. Also, you can use a pipe wire in Linux. This site. This site's about page. Source code page is I write about how to load in Linux. But I don't care about Windows.
All right, thank you, Ho. Is that Ho? Okay, so you can go. Thank you, Mr. Taro. All right, moving on to the second lightning talk. We have Dennis Karugle here, and she's going to be talking about S3 OSM, Living Atlas, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dennis.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deniz Karagüle. I'm a principal GIS engineer at the Living Atlas team at Esri. And today I'm going to talk about three topics. First, I'm going to give an overview of Living Atlas because we have a lot, many data sets that are coming from a lot of resources and they're open to a lot of people. So I will give an overview of that. And then as a second point, I'm going to talk about how Esri is related to OpenStreetMap community and how we are sharing OpenStreetMap datasets in the Living Atlas that you can all have an access to. And as a third point, I'm going to talk about some of the enhancements that we did for the OpenStreetMap datasets in the Living Atlas. So before starting, I'm curious, how many of you ever used Living Atlas or ever heard of Living Atlas before? So there are some people who never heard of before Living Atlas. So for those, just to explain, ArcGIS Online hosts millions of data sets, like 10 millions of data sets, let's say. And out of those, at least 7 million items shared publicly. But the thing is, some of the items are test items. They don't have descriptions. But some of the items are really high quality items. So Living Atlas creates those high quality of items and shared with our users community. So we have about 11,000 quality items in the Living Atlas. And they have wide variety of types of topics. And the most important thing about Living Atlas, it's living. So the data inside that, like the items, are updated continuously. Some of the items are, we call them live feeds, may update every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. And those are like earthquakes or hurricanes. And they are, again, you don't even have to sign in for ArcGIS Online to be able to use those items. And when I talk about items, what I mention is, what I'm trying to say is, it's data layers, maps, applications, AI trained models. So there are all sorts of content that exists in that Living Atlas as high quality items. And we have billions of requests daily that comes for each of these items. So a lot of people are using these items around the world, and they're accessible to all ArcGIS users, regardless of their user types. So where does this rich, high quality of content coming from? We have user community. So any one of you can nominate their content and share in the Living Atlas. We have a creation process at the back end that we look at the quality checks and everything and then share it in the Living Atlas. And it also comes from Esri distributors and our teams that within Esri that we process the data. And also it comes from our partners. And if we focus on that Esri content, that we organize these 11,000 items, we means like Living Atlas team organize these 11,000 items around eight different themes. And as you can see, base maps and OpenStreetMaps are the themes that items that request most, almost like one of the most requested items that we have in the Living Atlas. So speaking of OpenStreetMaps, how we are related to OpenStreetMap community as Esri. So we've been working with OSM Foundation, OSM for over a decade. We're hosting the tiles, raster tiles, and we're providing Esri world imagery to support OSM mapping. And we also integrated ArcGIS datasets into OSM editors such as Rapid or JOSM, so that the contributions that our users can make it, like to make our contributions easier to the OSM database. And we're also an active member of OSM Foundation as well as OSM US. And we are sponsoring State of the Map events here, as you can see. But why do we really work with OSM? Well, we have two reasons. The one is to make OSM data easier to access for our user community and to make it easier to contribute back to the OSM database. So our users can contribute back to the OSM database easily by using the Living Atlas, by using our platform. So what types of content, what types of OSM content that we have in the Living Atlas? We have three types: feature layers, 2D vector base maps, and 3D base maps. So the vector base maps are wonderful because you can style these base maps depending on how you prefer to see them. And you can use them for your own thematic layers, for references, and things like that. And we also have feature layers. So feature layers are one of my favorite items because we published the OSM dataset as a hosted feature layer in ArcGIS Online, and that are pulling data from the OSM databases. And then we created feature layers for each of these themes, such as building feature layers or street amenities feature layers. And then we update these feature layers with the minutely differ files so that it reflects the latest updates minutely in the feature services. The best thing about hosted feature services are because they're online and hosted, they're scalable and performance. And the other best thing is you can use these feature layers in your spatial analysis. What I mean is, for example, you can do hotspot analysis around schools when you look at the building feature layer, things like that. And we organize these feature layers around all around the global. So we have a global coverage and we organize it around the continents. So here's our diagram about how we replicate the data from the OSM to the ArcGIS Online. So OSM Foundation maintains the OSM database, and everyone can download that data set from there. So we download it from there, and then they also provide OSM differ files that reflects the differences between those data sets. And then we also download that, and then we update our existing hosted feature service by using these differently minutely files so that it reflects the latest updates over there. So every minute it updates automatically on the backend. And after that, we create feature layer views on top of that feature service for each of these themes, because we want our users to copy and edit and save and use them in the new layers. And then they can use it in the applications and such and so. Recently, we're migrating OSM Daylight to Overture Maps for our base maps. So those are some of the enhancements that we have. So we published Open Base Map based on the Overture Maps dataset. And they're both available in the 2D and 3D base maps. And these base maps are updated monthly by getting the data with the new version of Overture Maps data. And speaking of that, I would like to show you, for example, what you're seeing here. Oops. So you can also contribute back to OSM database by using our Community Maps program from there. And to give you some overview of our system, so here is the ArcGIS Online that nationals, counties, and cities can contribute their data, their open data, to ArcGIS Online. And after that, we prepare that data for OSM, like putting the text and everything. And then we created ArcGIS dataset. And when I mentioned, we integrate those ArcGIS datasets in those editors, in the OSM editors, like Rapid and Joseph. And after that, we include those datasets in the OSM database. And from there, we create feature layers. And with those feature layers, we also update that every minute. And then from the OSM database, we also create OSM data. I mean, we also get the data from the OSM Daylight to create the vector tiles. And from that, we also create those scene layers for the 3D buildings. And after that, it all goes back to the ArcGIS. So it's a cycle that you can see that everyone can contribute back to OSM database. Here are two group that we created that you can find all these OSM datasets and Overture Maps datasets in the ArcGIS Online. And to wrap up everything, so OSM data available in three formats in the Living Atlas in ArcGIS Online. Feature layers, which are analysis-ready layers, and 2D and 3D base maps. ASRI continues to share the Living Atlas data through the OSM editors, like JOSM and Rapid, and we are delighted to support the OSM community in the upcoming years as well. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Dennis, for the wonderful lightning talk. So I don't know, do we have any question for Dennis? Any question on Living Atlas, on our presentation? Okay, thank you.
Thank you again. Do you recommend, or do you suggest, I think, a couple of particular Living Atlas you particularly love, or just to share? Thank you so much.
So we have, we are in Philippines, and there are a lot of earthquakes happening here, and typhoons are happening. So I strongly suggest you to go to Living Atlas and look for live feeds data sets that you don't even have to sign in for ArcGIS Online to get an access to these data sets. They update every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, depending on the data sources. We are getting it from the USGS. So you can use them in your analysis, and you can use that. So those are my like some of the suggestions. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other question? We have 2 more minutes. You can ask any question if you want to. Oh, really nice. Okay. Any question on Living Atlas?
Everyone's benefits. Is Living Atlas a free service, or is it a paid platform or service subscription?
So in the Living Atlas, we have about 11,000 items, and some of the items, like live feeds, they're completely free, they're open for everyone. And some of them are premium, that you need to sign in to ArcGIS Online and to use those items. And some of them you need to have extra subscription for some of the items as well. So there are different types of items that exist in the Living Atlas.
All right, thank you. Is that all? Is that all the questions we have? Okay, so we have a question from the Venueless platform. And the question is, what is the finest resolution size that we can get, that we can avail?
For what type of data, I wonder? So what's the finest resolution that you can get?
Yeah.
It really depends on the data source, and it really depends on the data that they're looking for. We have world imagery, we have 30 centimeter resolution, we have 250 meter resolution. There are so many raster data set. But the thing is, in the Living Atlas, we have a description item. So for each of these items, they can see the resolution in it's written over there, so they can see it. But it really depends on the data.
All right, thank you, Dennis. That's all we can take for now. Thank you so much.